What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Tom in Minnesota. I get these abbreviations confused. Anyway, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I would kind of like to... Do you know offhand the Natural Blaze, is that associated with Glenn Beck or not?
I have to be very honest. I don't know. I know Glenn Beck's got a lot of operations out there, and we do need to start paying attention to a lot of these websites with that revelation that there's that company in California that sets up and runs websites whose job it is to plant junk on the internet so the corporate media can say, oh, look at all that junk on the internet. How could you possibly trust anything they have to say? So we do need to be very, very concerned about who's out there, and especially those that are putting out viral hoaxes just to be funny or again, for disinformation. There are a lot of websites that are already well known as being completely untrustworthy, and people, after a while, they begin to develop a sense of what's working and what isn't working.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's real situations out there like Fukushima and that mine, you know, with the pollution that the snow geese just died in, supposedly. But the Natural Blaze reports that. And one thing about Natural Blaze and E&E News that talks about Fukushima, and they talk about these massive die-offs of the birds or the sea life or something, there's never a picture. They're talking about all the beach is littered, or this pit is littered with things. And it's like, why isn't there one picture?
I'm looking at their page right now, and I'm seeing pictures that are very, very generic and not actually of the story itself. I've only linked to them a few times, stories that are sourced in other areas as well, usually about vaccines and GMO.
Yeah. I think if people just realize, you know, just go one step further and think when people see this news, because I remember the first time I heard John F. Kennedy talking in to the press club, I think was with the where he kind of attacked the New World Order. I thought, is that somebody's voice or is it really his? So you know what I did? I went to his presidential library, found the speech, and at his presidential library online, and there it was. So I had it verified. So when people go, oh, that's not him saying those things, it's like, yes, it is. I found out from his presidential library with a transcript that's exactly what he said.
Well, there's an old saying that history is a joke played by the victors on the vanquished in front of an audience that dares not laugh. And from time to time, what we find out is that there's a lot of myth-making going on while people are alive. Certainly, the allegations against Donald Trump are a good example. But some people feel a responsibility to correct the record further down the road. When those who are the guilty parties have all lived to ripe old ages and passed on. We understand that there's still a bunch of material about the John F. Kennedy assassination, which will be made public somewhere down the road. That tells us that there is still more to the story to be found there. I've seen Kennedy misquoted an awful lot. I've seen a lot of people misquoted. And you'll come out with quotes from people, and I get the same reaction. Oh, they never said that about bankers. They never said that about immigrants. And then you go back and you document it. And you know, the people whose livelihoods depend on this myth making, they don't care. You know, right. if you expose one of their hoaxes and frauds, they'll just be back with another one tomorrow.
Well, that's what I say. When I found it in this presidential library, I had my absolute proof. You know, how can you argue that he didn't say it when it's in his library?
Well, they'll quit arguing that he didn't say it, and then they'll just come on back and, you know, come out with something else. You need to understand the paid propagandists and shills, all these people working for public relations firms and everything, they are very much like that Monty Python sketch, The Argument Clinic, where all they're really out there to do is to gainsay whatever you're saying. Oh, that didn't happen. Oh, this is ridiculous. Oh, you're being a fool. And that's basically how they earn their money. And I guess it beats working in a fast food restaurant, but only barely.
Yeah. I'd like to point out to people listening that I noticed, like, Keith Olbermann had his day when he's attacking Bush, and Glenn Beck had his day on Fox when he's attacking Obama. and they're both basically insignificant now, but Michael Rivero, whose only agenda is the truth, keeps on ticking, so I appreciate you.
Well, I think you're allowing the corporate media to tell you who is significant and who isn't. Now, Glenn Beck's decline appears to be more about the financial mismanagement of his business empire. But some of the people, for example, the guy who does reality check, Ben Swan, was with the corporate media, didn't want to play their games, and they kicked him out. And he's going strong. He's very well respected here on the internet and the independent media. The corporate media won't talk about him. But then again, we all have to decide. We're not going to let the corporate media tell us who is and is not important.
Well, you had the Clinton News Network, and Glenn Beck there was becoming the Ted Cruz Network, I remember, during the election. I think that's what lost him.
That very well may be, because people just understood Ted Cruz was never eligible to be the president, and they were just Glenn Beck basically started sounding like Hillary's people. We don't care what the laws and the rules are. We want what we want, and that should, you know, be the end of it.
And he kind of made his name like, you know, let's stand behind the Constitution. And it's like, well, what are you doing supporting Cruz? Haven't you read the document, you know?
You know, it's amazing how many people that I run into who talk about, well, the Constitution, and then you'll quote to them from the Constitution and you get this blank stare. You know, it's like they use the word Constitution, you know, like one of the spells they learned at Hogwarts to silence the other person. Well, the Constitution says this. Be silent, you fool. I have now trumped you. And you'll come back and say, no, that's not what the Constitution says. And you'll come back and they'll just kind of scurry away. It's like this current debate over the Electoral College, where Hillary's people are out there saying, we're going to get the Electoral College to turn on Trump and Hillary will be president. And that's constitutional. Well, the Constitution also says Congress can overrule the Electoral College if the Electoral College has clearly not acted in good faith. And they don't want to hear that. You know, in fact, let me share an insight with you that occurred to me the other day. I've been watching Lee Remini's expose of the Church of Scientology. The second episode has now come on out. And it is a real shock to see the tactics being used by the Church of Scientology and then realize you're seeing the exact same tactics being used by Hillary's supporters. And you come to realize the same psychology is behind it, because Hillary has been running her entire campaign as a personality cult. Everybody worships the Empress Hillary. And Scientology, basically its adherents or suckers, whatever you want to describe them, they walk around with this absolute assumption of superiority to everybody around them, coupled with this idea that whatever they're doing is for the betterment of the entire earth, and therefore anything they do is fully justified and explainable in terms of we are helping the earth become better. And you see that very much in that liberal philosophy. We're here to make the world better. We're going to erase borders. We're going to let men use the women's restroom, and this is all going to make the world much, much better. And, you know, so there's a lot of similarities here. And some of the worst tyrants in history have run their supporters as personality cults. Adolf Hitler did it. Mussolini did it. Hillary was doing it. Jim Jones was doing it. L. Ron Hubbard was doing it. And then you peek beneath the surface and you realize just how dangerous this kind of psychology can be.
And that's kind of what we were talking about. You know, even though you just point out the Constitution and people just kind of ignore the facts, but yet you look at all this crazy stuff people are willing to believe. I just wonder what it is sometimes about the human psyche, where they'll believe, you know, some guy put on magic glasses, or you know, a UFO came down, or you know.
Well, you know, I used to play with that a lot. You know, I paid my way through college as a professional magician, and so I understand how that can work. But my audiences, when I was a magician, knew that what I was doing was a deception, and that was kind of the fun and entertainment. The only exception to that was for 6 months I tried doing a mentalist act, and I attracted a following of people who frankly scared the stuffing out of me. They really believed I could do these things that I was doing. And that, you know, if I'd had absolutely zero moral sense, I probably would have been another L. Ron Hubbard, because they believed I could foretell the future, and they believed that I could see the unseen. And it was just kind of amazing, kind of like what Uri Geller was doing with his spoons and whatnot. Anyway, listen, Tom, I'm going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. I'm sorry it's a little bit late, but Tom and I were having an interesting phone call. Story just now breaking. President Obama has ordered a waiver on restrictions for military aid for foreign forces and others in Syria, deeming it essential to the national security interests of the U.S., to bypass provisions in the four-decade-old Arms Export Control Act. There are laws that say the U.S. cannot just send weapons hither and yon across the globe, and Obama has basically said those rules don't apply for Syria. So it is very obvious that the U.S. is in fact planning some kind of a stunt to try and turn the tables inside Syria, and by doing so, of course, they are risking full-on conflict with Russia. And that is very, very, very dangerous indeed. This nation is not ready for a major war against an equivalent power. We don't have the money. We don't have the manpower. We, even with all the foreign refugees and illegal immigrants who are not going to be effective fighters because they don't have an emotional bond to the United States. We don't have the manufacturing to sustain the supply of military supplies, which vanish like water through your fingers in a war zone. And we don't have the moral authority, going on back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War. Our weapons are hideously expensive to buy. They don't work very well. And our children approaching military age have all been turned into these weak, easily offended, shocked, needed safe space pansies by the liberal school establishment. We don't have what we need to be fighting a major war against Russia or China, and these maniacs are still going forward with that. All right, let's talk a little bit about the economy. Yet another fraud has surfaced in the banking centers. Deutsche Bank is providing smoking gun proof of massive rigging and fraud in the silver market. And this goes all the way back to April, when Deutsche Bank had agreed to settle allegations it rigged the silver market, and they settled for $38 million, which none of the people who got cheated ever saw, and it just went from Deutsche Bank to the government. And apparently the other members of the manipulation cartel have turned on each other, and Deutsche Bank is now providing evidence against the other banks and financial institutions that were involved in rigging silver prices. Now, as you know, Wells Fargo is dealing with the aftermath of these 2 million fraudulent cases where Wells Fargo employees were opening fake accounts in their customers' names. And the accounts existed solely to charge them fees, which in some cases made the customers overdrawn, which resulted in more fees, overdraft fees. And in some cases, the customer's credit report got a black mark, which can have serious repercussions. It can cost you a job. It cost you a loan. Even your house if you can't refinance the mortgage. Huge amounts of destruction. Wells Fargo is now trying to convince the judges that all of these accounts that were fraudulently opened included the standard Wells Fargo arbitration agreements, where if you are signing up for a Wells Fargo account, you're required to sign this agreement saying that you will give up your right to sue the company, and you will be forced to have your case heard by an arbitrator paid for by Wells Fargo. Gee, think they're going to be objective and unbiased? And Wells Fargo is trying to convince the judges in this case that even those arbitration agreements were forged by Wells Fargo's employees, that they still should be legally binding, that all these customers who were harmed by all of this activity shouldn't be allowed to sue Wells Fargo, but instead submit to Wells Fargo arbitration. I mean, talk about fascism fully on display here. Because fascism is what you get when corporate power and the government are aligned together against the general population. And the last word is that apparently the judges are saying, well, you know, there's a valid argument here. We can't let these people who got cheated by Wells Fargo sue Wells Fargo out of existence. That would be wrong. No, it would be right. It would return the law of evolution to our financial centers. We need to let financial institutions that commit crimes or just make bad business decisions go out of business and make way for new institutions under wiser, more prudent management. That's how progress is made. Other countries are jailing their crooked bankers. Some countries are actually executing crooked bankers. We need some of that here. Instead, in the United States, every time a banker commits a fraud or a crime and it goes bust, what does the government do? They take trillions of dollars from the American people and give it to the banks so the banks can then loan that money back to the American people at interest. Does that make any sense at all to anybody other than a banker? Now, getting into the Christmas shopping season, a lot of people are looking at Sears, and Sears has been in trouble along with the other major retail chains. And part of it is simply that, again, the American people don't have any money to spend, even for Christmas. And apparently two of Sears' top executives have now resigned their positions this week, which is accelerating speculation that Sears is about to file for bankruptcy. This is from Business Insider. And I think the speculation is that unless Sears has an absolute runaway successful holiday shopping season, that they will be gone next year. Another iconic American business falls victim to the economic mismanagement of this country of the last 30 years. And what do we get from the government? Oh, the economy is fine. We only have a 4.6% unemployment rate. And look at the stock market. They're all doing great. If you're hungry and starving and lost your job and your business and don't have any money, it's got to be your own fault. And really, you shouldn't criticize the government. At which point we come back with Teddy Roosevelt's admonition that criticizing the government is the natural right of all Americans and their duty. Now, down in Texas, they're beginning to feel the pinch down there as people have less and less disposable income. And it's not just the oil bust from that ridiculous, poorly thought out oil price war with Russia. Sales tax collections in November. Pardon me. Got a frog in my throat. Sales tax collections in November fell 2.7%. compared to a year ago, and are down almost 6% year to date. The Texas people don't have money to go to the store and buy things. The system is collapsing from the bottom because the bottom has been looted to make the top richer. Now, any economy, there has to be some kind of a mechanism where the wealth that is being siphoned to the top of that pyramid gets recycled back down to the bottom as decent wages and salaries, so people can trade their labor for decent wages and salaries and then pump that money back into the economy to keep it going. That's what you have under capitalism. Under fascism, that recycling mechanism is taken away. So the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and eventually it locks up because the flow of money through the economy stops. And that's where we are right now. One of the more alarming things we need to consider right now is the total amount of debt in the world is three times the global gross domestic product, which means it can't ever be paid off, and it means every bit of property is somehow or other pledged as collateral to the holders of those debts. Somewhere, somehow, someplace. It's going to have to be written off. Why not do it now? We'll be right back.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, India, as you know, up until recently, has been one of the top consumers of gold, both for investment and for ornamentation. And we've all seen the photos where you're going through these various marketplaces in India, and there are all these stalls that are just filled with gold chains and bracelets, and they do love their gold. And there were some disturbing rumors that the government of India was going to start confiscating gold as part of their effort to ban all cash. They've already ended circulation of high-denomination notes, all supposedly because of the black market and drugs and terror. And as I pointed out many times here before, any attempt to ban cash will also have to have a ban on gold, like Roosevelt did back in 1933, and even silver, because this scam to force us to be dependent on the banks to do all of our commerce for us only works if there is no portable store of value and wealth available to us. And I express my concern that if these rumors about India starting to ban gold prove true, it would shock the world gold market. So it is with a little bit of concern that I'm looking at this story that came out of Zero Hedge about how India is now, in fact, targeting gold and they've started raiding houses of some of their wealthier people, no questions asked, confiscating jewelry. And I can't imagine the Indian people are going to be very, very happy about that. And this has already led to speculation in other places like goldcore.com that buying silver is going to replace gold as the preferred money of India. But once India gets the gold, they will ban the silver. And all of this is being sold to the public that we have to shut down the black market. We have to shut down the drug trade and organ trade. And it's all being done with cash, and cash is bad. Now, the name black market was chosen to create a negative connotation. It's the black market. And the media always likes to put out these stories about drug smuggling, organ trafficking, children trafficking, bought and sold, all for that evil, filthy cash. But technically, the black market is any transaction that occurs outside government monitoring and bank profiteering. If you sell your old computer on Craigslist and are paid in cash, leaving no record, technically that is also the black market. Now, the goal here is not to curb all these illicit trades, especially in drugs when you have so many in government that profit from drugs, but to force ordinary citizens into dependence on the banks to handle their commerce for them. And once that is in place, the banks will charge whatever they think they can get away with for handling your transactions, and government will tax every transaction. And once you're forced to keep your money in a bank savings account and not at home, then they can continue with this ridiculous idea of negative interest rates to just help themselves to your wealth whenever they see fit. So this is a very, very alarming trend. Now, over in Great Britain, there was a little bit of an oopsie, and it turned out their trade deficit had been underestimated by £6 billion. And it turned out where they made the mistake was after the Brexit vote, when they were figuring out what their trade deficit was as a standalone nation, they failed to take into account the huge importation of gold coins and bars by British subjects as wealth preservation. And once they added that in there, it dinged their trade deficit by £6 billion. But it's a very smart thing to be getting metals in small amounts, so records aren't being kept. And keep it under your own control, because right now the laws are in place in this country. In the event of a crisis, the banks can not only dip into your savings account, they can go into your safety deposit boxes. The banks are not a safe place for your money anymore. And our advice continues to be, you should have only in the bank what you need to cover your immediate obligations, and you should have the rest under your own control at home, some of it in cash, some of it in gold and silver coins, buried in the mayonnaise jar out back by the pineapple plantation. That's our advice. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking at this story that just came out on Breitbart. Obama urges soldiers to question Trump's authority and criticize our president. And apparently in his final address to America's armed forces, Obama reminded troops that once Donald J. Trump becomes president, soldiers have a duty to question his authority. Funny how Obama never said soldiers had a duty to question Obama's authority. Or criticize him. Oh, no, it's you will obey me and you will disobey him. I mean, I think that comes dangerously close to subversion and even sedition. And then Obama went on to say that terrorism is caused by the Second Amendment and human-caused global warming. This is your president on drugs. I mean, that is just so absurd. So absurd. All righty, getting on back here to the economic news. I'm not the only person that is, and by the way, if you're having trouble getting to my website, the Tantrum Squad is back. You know, Hillary's people are trying to jam my server again, and we're just going to have to smile indulgently as they roll around on the floor and pound their fists and kick their feet and cry, because the world isn't being what they want it to. I'm not the only person who's out there pointing out the ridiculousness of the latest jobs report. Paul Craig Roberts is out there basically saying this is just more USDA choice bovine excrement from the corporate media and not from Russian propaganda websites. Basically saying that, yeah, they're coming up with a 4.6 unemployment rate by ignoring people who've been out of work so long they've quit looking for work because the jobs just are not there. And the vast majority of the job gains that they got in that report for November are seasonal hires for retail that are going to be let go come January or as soon as the January sales are over. The fact is November only produced 9,000 full-time jobs. In a nation with a population of 330 million, it's not really significant. And that's another classic case of the government lying to you. Our real jobless rate is already way beyond the jobless rate of the 1930s Depression. So, now... apparently, the CEO of U.S. Steel is now saying he's going to bring back 10,000 jobs from outside the country to this country, bring steelmaking back here to the United States. So Donald Trump is already keeping his promise. He's creating jobs. Carrier, U.S. Steel, Ford, plus all the people being paid to protest Trump in front of Trump Tower and all those people who are being paid for all these recounts. Wow, look at all. He's not even the president yet. Look at the employment he's creating. Now, there's an article over in Electronic Intifada, interestingly enough, about the New York blacklist and its McCarthyism. And basically what it is Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order calling for the state to cut financial ties with institutions that boycott Israel. Well, Mr. Cuomo, your job is not Israel. Your job is the state of New York. And you are clearly not doing your job by doing this, especially if those companies that you're cutting off from state business reside in New York themselves. You're causing financial harm to the economy you're responsible for in order to please a foreign government. But these tactics smack of McCarthyism. And I already had somebody write into me and say thanks to Andrew Cuomo. He now has a list of the businesses he's going to be doing all their Christmas shopping at. All right, let's take a phone call. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, I'm getting pretty fed up with all this nonsense coming out of the corporate media. You know, the lie machine's gone up another gear, in fact. It's too ridiculous to laugh at.
Well, they're operating just like the government. If at first you don't succeed, lie again.
Well, the only good news I can see is that now the Syrian government is in almost full control. They've now taken back 85% of that rebel-held area. And in fact, the rebels are squeezed now into a couple of city blocks. So they must be pretty desperate.
I imagine they are. I mean, it's all over but the shouting is really what's going on. Which is why Obama apparently has signed or ordered a waiver for the Arms Control Act. In order to be able to get more weapons in to their pet terrorists.
Well, I mean, I think it's too late anyway, because already now I'm hearing that because this enclave is so small now, they can release up to 20,000 Syrian troops to focus elsewhere. Because they've only got to defend against this small number of people that's left in this couple of city blocks.
Well, that means they can go on down south and start to do something about all those missiles Israel's firing in from the Golan.
Absolutely. Well, they can, you know, I mean, it frees up, as I say, up to about 20,000 troops. Once they've completed this Aleppo thing, and then what I'm being told is that between 25 and 45,000 troops will be released, and they're going to go east towards Raqqa. So we're looking at a route, really, of the attack ferries, but none of this is being reported, and unless you actually look for it, you can't find any.
No, you have to hunt it down. I mean, Fox News has finally stopped talking about John Glenn. Actually, no, I take it back. Now they've got Donald Trump commenting on the passing of John Glenn. And it's like there's nothing else going on in the corporate media world right now except John Glenn, you know, how bad Trump is, how great Hillary is, and how evil the independent media is. And that's basically it.
Well, I think this Jill Stein effort for all these recounts is now beginning to backfire because it's actually highlighting all the Democratic election fraud.
Yes, it is. And what's coming out of Michigan is all the fraud benefited Hillary Clinton. And you're not seeing that on any of the national TV news networks either.
No, of course not. But I mean, I'm going to the election commission's sites to see what's actually happening, what the reality is. And even
The Michigan authorities are saying that even though the recount itself is now stopped, they are launching an investigation into the election fraud which took place in their state, and that could really blow up in Hillary and the Democrats' face.
Well, I'm really sick and tired of these libtards, these pathetic children that keep crying. Trump won.
Yes.
He won it fair and square, despite all the Hillary election fraud and voter fraud.
Well, that's what made them so angry. They were absolutely convinced that they were going to steal that election. They had already broken out the champagne in Hillary's campaign headquarters before the final results came in. They were getting tanked up. They were absolutely convinced they had stolen this election. But it was just like the Brexit. Election fraud cannot overcome a landslide. And I think if there were a full investigation across the country and an auditing, we'd find out that Trump really had a huge landslide. It wasn't neck and neck. And if you look at all the counties that Trump won, Hillary's entire so-called popular vote victory is concentrated in California, which is full of illegal immigrants and refugees, and in all the sanctuary cities. That's where she got all these huge numbers of votes. And what's coming out of Michigan is that it was just an absolute widespread epidemic, and nobody wants to talk about it. You know, it was kind of a weird thing that we saw leading up to the election itself, where the corporate media and the government are trying to say that, you know, Russia's going to hack our elections, and yet responded to every report about election fraud domestically by saying, oh, it could never happen. It could never happen. If there's any fraud or mistakes, it couldn't change the final outcome. And what the scale of what they're finding at Michigan is saying, yes, the election fraud was designed to change the outcome of an election. And all these ballot boxes in Michigan where they had more ballots than they were supposed to, the ballots were for Hillary. The ballot boxes where they didn't have as many ballots as the paperwork said, those boxes had come from areas that were heavily Trump. It was just a frightening epidemic of election fraud, and it was all across the country.
Well, I think the major cities, I think Detroit, Michigan, was a prime example where, the actual record of votes cast and placed in a ballot box didn't match the numbers that were actually found when they did the recount in that ballot box.
Yeah, Detroit was, I mean, half the precincts in Detroit were invalid for the recount because the number of ballots in the ballot boxes didn't match the paperwork for that ballot box. And whoever was in there playing with the ballots apparently had replacement seals because it looked like the seals were intact. And it may not have even been that, because if you go back and you look at the documentary Hacking Democracy, Bev Harris demonstrated in one place where whoever ordered the seals for the ballot boxes chose a glue that you could peel off. And that, of course, completely negates what a seal is supposed to be about. Once it's sealed, you can't open the box without damaging the seal and revealing that the box has been opened. But Bev Harris went into one of these boxes with a seal on it, and she picked up the edge of the seal, and she just peeled it right back and opened the box. And then she put the seal back over, smoothed it over, and there was no trace that the ballot box had ever been opened.
Well, this whole election in America has been a travesty of democracy. It's not democracy at all. It's who's got the biggest voting fraud system.
It's third world dictatorship propped up by a lie that our votes actually matter. But if Hillary's attempt to steal the White House crumbles and Trump isn't assassinated, we're going to have 2 years where everybody in America is going to have to stand up and say, look, we had Florida 2000. We had this absolutely humiliating and embarrassing disaster in 2016. It's time to overhaul the election system from top to bottom, to have national standards, to mandate voter ID, to have, you know, the little bottles of blue to dip your finger in so that you don't vote more than one time. And I've already laid out a very simple system for counting the election that bypasses tabulation centers and electronic voting machines and guarantees that you can track the results of your precinct all the way up to the national election and verify for yourself that the votes are tallied accurately.
And the last point I want to make, hang on a second,
before you get there. The system I have outlined, and I've been posting it on my website and all over social media, the system I've outlined basically turns every single voting American into an elections inspector to validate the counts and the math work is correct. And there may be ways to still cheat, but our current system is designed to facilitate and conceal cheating, and we need a system that makes it as hard as possible for the cheating to occur.
Yeah, my final point would be Mr. Trump and his cabinet with these three anti-Iran generals. I'm very worried about that, Michael, because I don't think Mr. Trump is being honest with us about his Iran policy.
Well, he's had a lot of harsh words for Iran, and I'm hoping some of his other advisors are going to point out the very simple fact that Iran has not launched a war of aggression against another country in over 200 years, and certainly not since the Iranian Revolution of 1979. The real reason the U.S. wants to go into Iran, it's to punish them for breaking free from U.S. puppet rule under the Shah, to make sure their oil is forever linked to the U.S. dollar, to impose a private central bank on them because they're one of the few nations on earth that have a public bank and public currency managed as a public utility. And finally, of course, Israel's interest to break it into pieces and balkanize it into smaller nations that are easier for Israel to push around and bully.
Well, I think the way the Chinese and Russians are cozying up, if you like, with Iran, that's a trio of nations which are pretty well advanced in their military tech, and Iran's got its own quite large sophisticated military technology in place already, and they're speeding up the production of their ballistic missile systems.
Well, and again, when you stack that up against America's weapons, and by the way, I'm still waiting to see the result. Congress demanded a fly-off, a dogfight between the F-35 and the A-10 ground attack aircraft. I'm waiting to see the results of that. America's military-industrial complex is producing very expensive junk. And you know what decides the outcome of a war? The first country that runs out of money loses. That's really what it's all about. And when you have cost-effective weapons, you're going to stay in the fight a lot longer. When you have hideously expensive weapons that are really not very good, you're the nation that's going to run out of money first, and you are going to lose.
Well, on top of that, Michael, of course, how long does it take to manufacture, say, an F-22 or F-35? And I would suggest that you just couldn't keep up with the losses.
That's true, that because they are so complex, they take a long time to assemble. You need to go back and remember the model of the Liberty ships during World War II. These were cargo ships that were literally built to use once or twice and get sunk. and they could build them fast. They could build these ships faster than the Germans could sink them. And that's how they were able to keep up the supply of material going to Europe during World War II. We don't have that thinking. Everybody wants the weapons to be as expensive as possible because they're bid under a cost-plus contract. The more expensive the end product is, the more profit is made by the defense contractors, and it's gotten us into this mess here. And again, when you're dealing with children who are coming of military age, who have been brainwashed into being these fragile, delicate, easily shocked and traumatized individuals, they're not going to do very well in combat at all.
Well, I'm thinking of, you know, an F-35, 100 and somebody million dollars each, and a $50,000 missile takes it out. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
No, it really doesn't. And, you know, Russia's always gone the other way. The MiGs may not have been as capable, but they were inexpensive, and they could produce them by the thousands as compared to hundreds of the equivalent American jets. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, John. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And talking about immigration and everything else that's going on out there. Over in Austria, apparently Austrians were gathering at a Christmas celebration, and apparently migrants from Afghan were offended by the celebration, and apparently took their belts out of their pants, used them as whips to attack the Austrians. This, I think, is part of that cultural enrichment we were all told that the migrant refugees were going to bring to our lives, to be flogged. Now, over in Germany, Katie Hopkins is out there castigating Angela Merkel, saying that you can ban the burqa, but what are you going to do about banning the migrant boats encouraged to come? The people of Germany have just absolutely had it up to here with all the problems caused by these refugees. And the banning of the burqa and the forbidding of the media to mention when crimes are being committed by the refugees is not going over very well for the German people. And this is all part of that globalist New World Order nonsense of dropping the borders and blending everybody together and with the firm liberal belief that we're all just going to clasp hands and stand around the campfire and sing kumbaya and give each other big, wet, sloppy kisses, and it doesn't work that way. Human nature remains human nature. It is a liberal myth that human nature can be changed by changing the environment around it. And it all goes back to that Margaret Mead book, Coming of Age in Samoa, which is the Bible of the liberal philosophical establishment. And it's a fraud. It's a hoax. It's been discredited time and time and time again. Now, over in France, Marine Le Pen is out there saying that if she wins the presidential election, there'll be no schooling for illegal migrants. And Trump should do exactly the same thing here. Trump does not actually need a wall along Mexico's border. All he needs to do is cut off the free stuff. All he needs to do is remind everybody that it is a felony to harbor an illegal immigrant in this country. You can go to jail for 10 years. So let's start enforcing that law. And let's start with all those mayors of all those sanctuary cities who are out there saying, I'm not going to go along with Donald Trump. I'm a believer in the New World Order, and we're going to flood the United States with all these other people, no matter what damage it causes, because I believe in the cult of Hillary and George Soros, and we're making the planet better, and anything we do is therefore justified. It really is. It's turned into a cult. I mean, beyond just Hillary and the Democrats, liberalism has become a cult. They operate just like one. You should tune in to that Lee Remini series about Scientology and just hear what the Scientologists did to those who did not agree with them, and you will recognize the exact same pattern of behavior by the liberals against those who are not caught up in their little religious fantasies. We'll be right back after station identification.
Getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.